What's there?
Hi guys, I hope you're fine today. I'm so happy to be with you again this week. If you are as happy as I am, please like just now and subscribe to my great channel. In today's lesson, we will study two words with the same pronunciation, yeah, but not the same meaning. Let's get started. The first one is a noun, and usually you know this one, stare. And the plural is stairs, S-T-A-I-R and S for the plural. Let's imagine if you live in a building on the second floor and you don't have an elevator, you will have to take the stairs. You will have to go up the stairs or to climb up the stairs, okay? So that's the easy one. And usually the one you don't know is the verb. And the verb has a different spelling. It is S-T-A-R-E, stare. And when you stare, you do that. I am staring at you right now. You see? And usually, staring at people is rude, you know? It's impolite, okay? And usually we say that to children, don't stare, because quite often, children stare at people, okay? So when you stare at someone or when you stare at something, to stare at, the preposition is at, it means that you look at the person or at the thing fixedly, okay, without moving. This is to stare, okay? It's regular. It's a regular verb, stare, so the preterite and the past participle is stared, ed. And you know what? Sometimes some people stare at me. Yes, some people stare at me. At the beginning, I was quite confused. I was asking myself, why is she staring at me? Or why is he staring at me? Have I done something wrong? And the reason why those people were staring at me was that they knew me. They knew me because they were followers. So that's why they were staring at me. So after a while, they dared and asked, are you Natalie, the English teacher? And I said, yes, I am. So it's so funny, you know, I've met some people in the street, you know, because they recognized me from this channel. And almost always, they began my students, yes. They began my students and they joined the intensive English training. And by the way, if you also need an intensive personal English training, you know how to contact me. All the information is below the video. So don't be confused, okay? The noun, stare and stairs, go up the stairs, and the verb to stare, S-T-A-R-E. Do you know this verb? Tell me everything in the comments and make sentences. You know that it's very important to practice, okay? So I will be waiting for your sentences in the comments so that I can check and correct them if necessary. And of course, if you need a personal intensive English training to boost your English level, you know what to do. Have a very nice day and see you soon. Bye-bye.